The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Senator Tim Scott on with me today. Welcome and Happy New Year, Senator.
Happy New Year, Joey. Thank you very much. Good to be back on the show with you.
It's always a pleasure as we start 2022. This is going to be a busy year with midterms coming up in November, giving us a chance to hopefully regain control of the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate. We all know the importance of doing that, Senator. But let's just talk for a minute about what we do before we get to that point. This week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer sent a letter to his caucus saying that he would like to force a vote changing the Senate rules that would allow them a pathway to pass some of the things on the Democrats' wish list. Yesterday, Senator Joe Manchin indicated he's not in favor of doing that. But, Senator, is there still a chance that Schumer could get the votes to do that, and what would that mean?
Well, number one, you don't change the rules in the middle of the game. Now, he's afraid, and he's looking for a way to usurp authority, and that is bad for the country. Number two, the approach of taking the voting rights is unconstitutional. You don't have to pull on the threads to figure out whether it is or it's not. It certainly is not. And number three, I don't think he gets the votes, because the only way to get the votes is to destroy the filibuster, and that will be a decision that will haunt them for the rest of the history of this country. It is bad for the country, and I'm hoping that the comments of Manchin and Senator Sinema hold strong, and they are firm in their positions. That's good news for the Republic.
Yeah. Let's talk specifically about the voting rights legislation. Give us some ideas of some of the things that the Democrats would like to change.
Well, Joey, one of the most important things to recognize about voting in our country, it's never been easier. And frankly, what we have done and what we've seen in states like Georgia and Florida and Texas, we've made it easier to vote as Republicans and harder to cheat. What the Democrats want to do is to fix the outcome. And they do that by a few clear examples. One is they want tax dollars to fund our reelections. Never been done in the history of the country, and should never be done in the history of the country, number two, and the future of the country. Number two, they actually want same-day registration. Now, Joey, what that means is basically you just show up and say, A, you're an American citizen, B, you live in that state, and C, you live in that precinct, without any verification. It's too late to verify who's voting. That would be so disruptive, and it would be easier to cheat. That is not the direction we want to go in. And fourth, the concept of vote harvesting is a complicated concept but easy to understand. Harvesting votes means that one person collects hundreds, if not thousands, of ballots, and that person gets to decide whether they turn those ballots in or not. That's legal in California, which should not surprise us.
Yeah,
cannot be legal countrywide.
Wow. What do you think, Senator, is their objection to showing a photo ID to prove that you are who you say you are? We have to do that in so many instances during our life. I mean, right now, some of the Democrat cities and states that are locked down who require you to show your COVID vaccination card also require you to show a photo ID to prove that you are that person. Why do they object to showing that when you vote?
You know, once again, easier to cheat. The beauty of photo IDs at the ballot box, so to speak, is that all demographics in this country support it. So African-American voters, majority American voters, Hispanic-American voters, common sense voters all agree on one thing. Having to show your ID makes a lot of sense. The people who don't agree with that are the liberal elite who seem to be focusing on how to fix outcomes, not how to guarantee a fair process. And so voter ID is a law of the land in South Carolina. It's a law of the land in North Carolina. And the good news is that every demographic saw an increase in voter turnout, even with these laws in place, which only reinforces the fact that voter having to identify themselves with a picture ID has not slowed down the growth in people voting. That's good news for our country. It makes it easier to know that the person voting is the person who should be voting where they should be voting. That's integrity in a system that has been questioned in recent times.
Yep. On our guest line today, Senator Tim Scott. Let's shift gears here for a minute to build Biden's Build Back Better plan. We're in a new year. The Democrats seem to be going back to the old ideas, though. Seems like they haven't given up. One suggestion is that maybe they break this bill down into smaller pieces. Is there a chance that Build Back Better is not dead for sure?
I do think there's a chance that the BBB, I call it Build Back Broker, by the way, the Build Back Broker plan, Joey, is not dead. Unfortunately, they want to resurrect it like Lazarus, and it's going to take more than 3 days and a lot of votes. But the truth is that we should all be as vigilant today as we were 6 months ago, because the essence of it is reengineering the greatest economy in the world, and it is a direct path, one-way ticket to socialism. You don't come back from their BBB, Build Back Broker plan, and that's one of the reasons why we should anticipate that they are not going to let that die. They've got to resurrect it. We have to stand in the fire to make sure that never happens.
Yeah. I mean, we're seeing the results of what the trillions of dollars that have already been spent, all in the name of COVID, have done.
Yes.
I mean, our inflation, the economy, Americans paying outrageous amounts at the pump. I mean, how do we get the inflation under control? How do we get the economy back to where it was prior to Biden?
Well, Joey, we need to win elections, number one, because what we know about the Democrats is that they are fixated on making things better by actually passing policies that have demonstrated it makes it worse. So, simply said, when you have a limited supply and you pour too much cash, you increase the demand. And when the demand goes through the roof and the supply remains the same, that leads to inflation. Here's how we measure that. December 2020, you go to the gas pump in South Carolina, it's $1.99. Right now, it's $3 a gallon. What's the difference? Tremendous, tremendous demand. Still the same limited supply. Gas prices go up. You want to heat your house during the wintertime? It's a 30% increase. Here's what's not going up as fast. Your spending power has literally gone down, because even with a small increase in wages, the inflationary effect has exceeded the increase in your wages. Therefore, you literally have less money to spend this year than you did in 2020, almost 2 years ago now.
Yep. Senator Tim Scott with us. I know your time is short. One final quick question for you, Senator. You were on with your buddy Trey Gowdy recently. You happened to catch that. You had a message for young people as we start this new year. You said we need to remember to fail forward. What's your message to young people, and what did you mean by that?
Well, failing forward means that you should be aware of the fact that we're not all going to get it right all the time. But if I learn the lessons from putting forth my best effort, good things come out of it. It's akin to the old scripture that says all things work together for good. I believe that to be the case, because as a kid, I failed forward. I failed classes in high school. I failed in business. I've lost an election. But every time, because I live in the greatest country on God's green earth, I was given a second chance. Failing forward means realizing that no matter how bad it looks, good things come to those who get up one more time.
Yeah, and what a message to end this with. Always a pleasure to catch up with you, Senator. Let's all fail forward for our great country. God
Amen.
Bless you. Appreciate what you're doing. Let's catch up again soon.
Look forward to it, Joey. Take care.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.